Happy New Year, Flathead and beyond. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. I trust you've had an excellent New Year's. Just in case you're wondering, I have the best New Year's Eve and the best New Year's. You know why? Because that's my son's birthday. That's my firstborn's birthday. So I'm just going to go out there and say my New Year's Eve is better than yours. Unless, of course, your child is also celebrating a birthday on New Year's Eve. And I actually have friends who do have children whose birthdays share my son's. So it's kind of fun. Anyways, I'd be curious, how many of you have a New Year's Eve birthday? Let me know. Visit us on Facebook at the Flathead Home Show. Find us there and just chime in. Let me know. I'd like to know how many of you I get to wish happy birthday to, as well as to my son. So a little personal note there for you. My sponsors, I want to thank Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So how many of you were listening to last weekend's show? I know we had a lot going on, you know, with the presents, the gift giving, Christmas Eve, things like that. However, I know you found some time. And if you didn't, you found it at KJJR.com. Just saying. Anyways, what a show. Literally, I know I don't like to cast favoritism, although I will. I really do enjoy the efforts and the volunteers and the heart of the Habitat for Humanity effort. Me being in the real estate industry, I feel compelled to advocate their efforts as much as possible, because guess what? They're doing the same thing. They're just doing it at a different capacity. You know, they're reaching out to those who actually don't really qualify conventionally in the home purchase realm, and they make it possible. They build a bridge. So we had Adam Tunnel with the Restore effort. You've seen that great new building, right? It was, it was early 2020, maybe 2019. I'm going to have them clarify this for me, where they moved across the highway into this brighter, better building to better serve our community. And we talked to them last weekend about how we as a community get together and really make a difference in families' lives. And so bringing them back appropriately. So at the top of the year here, Adam Tunnel of the Restore effort, Habitat for Humanity, Flathead Valley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Justin.
How do you fit all that on your business card, by the way?
It's long. Yeah. It's folded up.
Yeah, it's nice. A trifold.
Yes. Right?
So, hey, thanks for joining us and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year's.
So we were chatting at the end of last year, talking about the successes of Habitat and our community and the families that we were able to make an impact in throughout 2021. I'm interested, and we even mentioned this, and we ran out of time. What's on par for 2022?
So much. We're so excited for 2022 and moving forward. 2020, let's forget about it. Okay. 2021, it was bad and then good, and we worked through it. But 2022, we have applications opening up for a home in Lakeside. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home. Those are going to be opening up on January 5th.
Okay, cool.
Just January
right around
5th,
the corner.
Right
yep.
around the corner. So if that 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home will fit your family, or if you know someone in need of that housing, make sure you call Habitat for Humanity of Flathead Valley. You can look at our brand new website that we just launched a few weeks ago, habitatflathead.org. The application will be on there, or you can come into the office, which is our also brand new building right across the road from our old space on 93 South. And you'll just want to get in touch with Laura Lee about that housing application. For the 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house.
Habitatflathead.org, is that what I heard?
Habitatflathead.org.
And you can learn about the application process. You know, this is wonderful. The process here is you actually get counseling through the whole thing, right? Home ownership is...
Yes. It's a big education part where we want to teach about home ownership, teach about being a good neighbor, about...
So let's draw that picture real fast. Let's say you have one home. Let's say it's in Lakeside. And let's say it's a 3-2, right? And let's say you have 10 applicants. Well, one of them wins, okay? So one of them gets the opportunity. However, actually, all of them win, because the other 9 will have great counsel from you and your staff on how to become a great neighbor, how to start the path towards home ownership, how to build that net worth, that self-worth.
A lot of that is, and we really look at it, and we don't say, if you're not the selected family, we don't say no. We just say not yet.
This isn't the one.
Yeah. We just say not yet.
And we're building it still.
Yes. Keep us in mind, and we're still working forward, and this housing crisis, this housing issue is never going to go away, and we're just doing as much as we can to help.
Yeah, man, that's wonderful. Yeah, so it's a great time. So really consider, if you're looking at yourself in the mirror, or you're looking at your family and you're asking yourself, we need something bigger and better or warmer, habitatflathead.org. I got that right?
Yep.
It's the .org.
That's correct.
And the application is going to be up there opening January 5th for the opportunity down in Lakeside.
Yes.
Yeah, what else is going on in your world?
Habitat itself, I think a lot of people remember when the ReStore was downtown and then it was west of town over at the Sherwin-Williams building.
Yep.
And our executive office was at Lindsay Square. And then the ReStore moved down onto 93 South and we moved across the street. Well, we are looking for our permanent home and we think we found it.
Okay.
We love the place we're in. It put our executive office, the full affiliate office, in the same building as the ReStore. It gives us just that opportunity to work together, to be under the same roof. And we are in the process of purchasing that building.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting.
We're so excited to,
excellent,
to have a home of our own, to be able to expand. We're excited about getting our home so that we can look at how we help.
Yeah.
How much we help, who we help, and just getting through that. And we're just looking out to the community on how to expand our reach.
Right.
We're looking into a capital campaign. We're just looking to be able to continue with the sustainability of Habitat and expand the capacity.
If you had a permanent placehold in the Flathead and you're now no longer a tenant, imagine the efforts that could go towards expanding your programs or your outreach or your capacity even with the existing programs.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Adam, we've got to take a quick break. I've got a commercial break happening right now. So hang on. I want to talk more about that, okay? This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. Friends, we'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. Happy New Year, friends. My name is Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, Adam Tunnell of The ReStore, the Habitat for Humanity Flathead Valley efforts. And Adam, your efforts have affected the lives of many. I mean, it's a long list.
Since 1989, it's some 130 families, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And like we mentioned, you know, last year, it was way last year ago. It was last weekend, like we mentioned, you know, these are families that inconspicuously, you drive by, you walk by, you walk past, you maybe even conduct business with them. You know, they might serve you at a restaurant or a store or whatever it may be. And not to say that there's anything different about these people other than the fact that their home may not look like yours.
Right.
Their home may not be built like yours. Or gosh, friends, I gotta be honest, it was an eye opener for me to see what people put up with and still call a home. And that's what you look to change.
Yes.
And your team.
We want to get people into safe, affordable, warm housing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what's cool about this is everybody can help and contribute at some capacity.
Yes.
We were talking about, hey, we need volunteers. We've got two homes that we're building down in Lakeside, right? Two or three?
Three more.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have three more homes down in Lakeside and we could use crews. We could use volunteers and don't have any experience. No problem. We've got people there to help you make it fun. Okay. So get your buddies together and go have a good time. And you can find more about that at habitatflathead.org, right?
Yep. Or you can just email Rebecca directly at outreach@habitatflathead.org.
There you go. So get your information there. You can also bring, you know, this is how this whole thing crossed my threshold was when my wife and I were flipping our first home. And this is back when Habitat was on Highway 2.
Yep.
And the store looked very different. And I had no idea what this was even about. I just knew somebody said you can go get parts there, any doorknobs and things like that, and outlets, electrical outlets. And I was like, hey, this is cool. Electric outlet for 25 cents? Yeah, that's awesome. And then I started to understand that, oh, wait a minute. Every dollar that I spend goes towards this effort. And every $100 that I spend is 1 square foot of a child's bedroom.
Correct.
Wow, that was pretty cool. So then I realized that if I can actually remove the things from the houses that I'm remodeling, the light fixtures and the vanities and the cabinets, in a manner that actually allows them to be repurposed, then I can actually bring that to Habitat and be a part of that recycle process, which is probably why you call it restore.
Yes, wow. Recycle, restore, repurpose.
Wow, light bulb moment, Matt. Goodness. This is awesome.
So, and we are looking for donations all the time.
Yeah.
So as you guys, when everyone got their new furniture for Christmas or you got your new couch or whatever, it is call the restore. We will take your gently used furniture. We need furniture right now.
Okay.
We're a little low. We have some amazing appliances right now for sale, but we're looking for furniture and just to keep that the donations coming in so people can afford stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, those of you who, you know, there was a record number of us who bought a home last year. I'm just going to throw that out there. I mean, just on my realtor side here, people like to say, oh, inventory is low. Actually, inventory was up and more home sales happened last year than the previous years. And so quite a few of you might be sitting with some outdated appliances and you may need something. Go check the restore first, please. Go check the restore first because a dollar spent there goes a long way. Not saying that our box stores and our friendly hardware stores and things like that don't have good people either. However, start with the restore because $100 becomes a square foot of a child's bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah. Bingo. Bullseye. Case closed. Mic drop. Do we get the drop the mic, Matt? Drop the mic, Matt? That's a new phrase. I'll start that one this year, 2022. Drop the mic, Matt. Hey, Adam. So what else is going on? You had a phenomenal... Are you going to do another bingo night? Because that was a lot of fun.
We're technically only allowed to do one a year.
Okay.
But we are on the schedule for next year, which is this year now.
Okay.
And but we did get on the if someone cancels list. So I may be back sooner.
With that brewery, yes.
Okay. And we're looking for other opportunities.
Okay.
So we're always looking for fundraising opportunities. We're going to start our capital campaign up. We're looking to go into different things there. And so we're looking for anyone in the community that wants to reach out. Just reach out to Bob Helder, our executive director. You can call him at 257-8800.
Nice. You know what? You've got my wheel spinning. I'm going to spend the rest of my weekend thinking on how I and my organization, maybe even the Flathead Home Show, can figure out a way to put some fun together and raise some funds as well.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'm going to start the year off with a donation. And I've learned over the time that $100 equals a square foot of a child's bedroom. So Adam, I'm giving you $100 today.
Oh my goodness.
For that next square foot.
Justin, thank you so much.
Friends, it is a beautiful start to a beautiful year and we're wishing you the best and many blessings. Adam Tunnell of the Restore Efforts of Habitat for Humanity of Flathead here with me. HabitatFlathead.org. Learn more. Learn how you can benefit as well. Learn how you can contribute as well. And every dollar counts. $100 is the square foot of a child's bedroom. Let's make a really, really big impact this year, okay? Can we do it, friends? My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show with Adam Tunnell of Habitat for Humanity and Restore. Be safe, be well, stay warm, and of course, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.